as we think about the real special opportunity to be transformational, it takes an extraordinary individual and also a situation where his or her characteristics meld very well into a plan to move an organization, a team, from good to great or great to significant. This is Pat Bosco. Spent 50 years as a university administrator. This podcast addresses our interest in being more authentic and making an impact in the lives of those we serve. And if you're ever around a transformational leader, it's a special opportunity. And I've thought about the characteristics that we all need to aspire to ensure that when we have that opportunity to be transformational, truly a change agent, to move an organization in extraordinary ways, it does take a special individual. I had the pleasure of working with several transformational leaders, and I found they have some common traits. First and foremost, they have a single vision, a vision that is a focused one, that takes an all-in philosophy from that individual, that he, she, or they are committed to this single vision. And they have to be able to communicate that vision in words that staff, followers, team members understand and embrace. That's a critical factor. Also, they have to be prepared to make tough decisions. Now, we understand that to be authentic, it's important to have a decision-making process that involves the individuals who are most affected. That's critically important. But transformational leaders understand that once the information is collected and the ideas and the inputs are sincerely communicated, that they must make a decision and not afraid to make a tough decision. And probably the most important decision is to surround themselves with individuals that buy into their vision. I'm not saying that a person comes in and cleans house. That's not being authentic. There ought to be a period of time when leadership looks at those individuals that are being inherited and understand their value, to listen carefully to what they're going to bring to the table, and to make sure that they have the same all-in philosophy, the same vision, the shared, or it's not going to be a good match. Now, I'm not saying they have to leave. I'm saying that let's find a role that honors their institutional memory. There ought to be an opportunity for each individual to be evaluated based on the transformational leader's vision. There has to be an all-in, though, because this transformation is going to move a group in new and exciting ways. And it's important that the leadership have the opportunity to delegate. That I'm impressed by the transformational leader that always talks about we, not I, that we're in this together. That when a task is delegated, we have to make sure that the transformation goes from the vision to the operation. And that means ensuring that anything that's delegated, a transformational leader understands that authority and responsibility has to be coupled to make sure that things are executed in an appropriate fashion. Transformational leader is a risk taker. They understand that it's important to surround themselves with individuals who understand it's important that we take risks. That yes, resources are not unlimited. We can't afford to have every idea thrown up to the ceiling and whether it sticks or not, and we'll go ahead and accept it or not accept it. But there has to be a strategic interest in making sure that we take risks, and risks should be rewarded, and that there's an atmosphere that transformational leader creates that it's okay to stumble, that I'm there for you, that I have your back, that we're in this together as we try to move an organization forward in new and exciting ways. They look for small victories initially. They look for opportunities where we build momentum. It has to be measurable, and we should celebrate small victories. That maybe a transformational leader looks for low-hanging fruit that can be recognized and builds a momentum. Coach Snyder built his historic college turnaround, by winning a football game, and that gave his team, our fans, our university family a chance to see what can be done with hard work and focus and discipline. We look for successes that build successes, and transformation leaders do that. I believe that a transformation leader has to be visible. They can't be there just during crisis, but they have to be in a position where people see them, that they're engaged. Southwest Airlines president takes great pride in the fact that once a month that president is loading luggage on Southwest Airline planes, and that people see him doing that once a month. Carl Ice, president of the largest railroad system in America, a K-State graduate, rides the train. He's seen visibly. John Wiefeld, before he asked me to go out and visit with high school audiences, he went out himself and spoke before high school classes in the gymnasiums. And you see that, and that gives the people around him momentum to demonstrate that I'm with you on this. If you're out there selling, make sure you're selling with those that are on the front line. If you have a program where you're on the phones, the people who are on the phones want to see you on the phone. And transformation leaders go out of their way to be visible in a meaningful, sincere way. Transformation leaders have a lot of great characteristics, and they need to be authentic and real and sincere. They have to have a focus, a vision that's all in. That means waking up at night and thinking about how they can operationalize that vision, how they can continue to bring order into chaos. They are a focused individual. Now, I'm not saying that they wake up every morning and don't think about their God or their family, but there has to be an all-in philosophy to be able to turn an organization around, to be able to move from good to great or great to significant. Transformation leaders can do that in a way that's authentic, real, and sincere.